Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, I'm God. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Wikipedia episode, Exploring I'm God. Hello and welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the vast ocean of knowledge to unearth fascinating insights from Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're going to explore a pretty interesting topic, the song titled I'm God. If you haven't heard of I'm God, you might be in for a treat. It's not just any song, but a track by the Scottish electronic music producer, Hudson Mohawke. First debuting in 2009, it continues to grip listeners with its ethereal feel and mystical presence. This track is part of the genre we know as instrumental hip-hop, a realm that blends the rhythmic core of hip-hop with eclectic sound design and electronic nuances. Now just imagine those beats that carry you to another dimension, transporting you beyond the realms of the ordinary. It's a fantastic piece that exemplifies the seamless blending of diverse musical elements, providing a touchstone for discussions around the influence of electronic music in the 21st century. Why is the song named I'm God? Well, part of the intrigue lies in its use of a sample from Imogen Heap's Just For Now. It evokes a sense of divinity, elevating the mortal listening experience to something otherworldly. Heap's breathy vocals crisscross with Mohawk's impeccable production, creating a soundscape that, for many, feels like an auditory experience only a deity might conjure. But let's pause here and ponder. What gives music the power to evoke such powerful emotional and even spiritual responses? Could it be that we, as humans, seek to connect with something beyond ourselves, something divine, perhaps? On that note, let me share an anecdote that really drives home this point. A friend of mine once mentioned how listening to I'm God on their noise-canceling headphones while overlooking a vast mountain range was a transformative experience. The combination of natural beauty and the song's ethereal soundscape made them feel like they were part of something more significant than themselves, a moment suspended in time where they sensed a deeper connection to the world around them. Have you ever experienced something like this? Think about it. What songs take you to a different world? Intriguingly, the track began to garner a cult-like status over the years. Hudson Mohawke, part of a production duo called TNGHT, has influenced several contemporary artists. His work extends beyond solo tracks and appearances in festivals, showing collaborations with industry giants like Kanye West. This reputation has only added layers to I'm God, making it even more significant in the electronic music scene. Yet, this brings up an interesting facet. As much as artists create and mold audio landscapes, the musical ethos experiences a transformation in the hands of listeners. We often associate songs with specific memories, people, or emotions. It's a form of living art, always growing and evolving based on its audience. This transformation also reflects on another notable point concerning I'm God: its elusive availability. Until not too long ago, it was officially unreleased, existing mainly on platforms like SoundCloud, where users shared it among niche communities. This not only speaks to the evolving nature of how we consume music, but also raises questions about ownership and accessibility in the digital age. Speaking of digital music, does this clash with traditional concepts of ownership? It's interesting to think about how our access to music has changed dramatically over the last few decades. The rise of streaming services, digital downloads, and content sharing platforms has democratized music access greatly, but has also reshaped the entire music industry. How might these changes affect future artists and producers, like Hudson Mohawke? Before we wrap up today's episode, here's something for you to consider and perhaps explore later. Check out the track I'm God and pay attention to how it makes you feel. Is there something in its slightly eerie yet comfortingly consistent beats that resonates with you in a unique way? Additionally, look at how electronic music production has grown and ask yourself what the future holds for this ever-evolving genre. In today's world, where technology and art endlessly interconnect, the song's title, "I'm God," may also hint at the power we wield with these creations. Perhaps we're not just consumers of these art forms, but participants in a greater dialogue that shapes culture and society. With that, we've reached the end of our deep dive into this fascinating topic. I hope it inspired you to think about the intersection between music, technology, and personal experience, maybe even leading to some spiritual reflection. Thank you for joining me on this journey with Wikipedia. Until next time, as always, stay curious and keep questioning the world around you.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, "I'm God." Thanks for listening. See you next time.